This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What does it mean when a county ranks number 5 in the state for access to health services, but dead last 82nd out of 82 counties in health behaviors and 64th out of 82 counties in health outcomes? That's the puzzle that public health officials in Muskegon County are trying to solve. Now, getting to a healthcare professional seems to be happening in Muskegon, but when you're last in the state in terms of smoking, drinking, STDs, teen pregnancy, and obesity, there's a disconnect somewhere. Thus, a health initiative happening in Muskegon that could hold lessons for the rest of Michigan. It's called One in 21. Joining us is Linda Juarez, who is co-chair of the One in 21 health campaign, as well as the CEO of Hackley Community Care Center. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
And the director of public health for Muskegon County is joining us. Ken Krause, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
The idea, Ken Krause, as director of public health, is to do what? When we talk about this 1 in 21 initiative, what are you trying to get people to commit to do?
We're trying to get them to commit to changing something in their personal life, their family life, their work life, their community life, to move us more towards health and more away from things that make us unwell. And there's lots of things that people can do, and what we're seeing is lots of people and organizations doing it. So, you know, can we get our cities and townships to commit to complete streets to make the environment more walkable and inviting for people to get active? Can we get the schools to take a look at things like their lunch menus or organizing kids to participate in running activities and those sorts of things? Can we organize our businesses to engage in bike to work weeks and those sorts of things? So it's looking at how do we get people to think of what can you do rather than try to tell them what to do?
Yeah.
And you know, the culture changes to, you know, if we you know, consciously focus on the kinds of things that we can do and we take action on it, that's where you begin to see culture changing. And it, you know, what we're trying to do is make the norm more thinking about what can I do that's going to be healthier, or make the healthy choice the easier choice than just to sort of, you know, continue floating down this lazy river that's going to cause us more and more heartache and people dying earlier and feeling miserable for their life.
We're speaking about the health initiative happening right now in Muskegon called One in 21. The goal is to take them from dead last as far as health behaviors, dead last 82nd out of 82 counties, and get them up to number one by 2021. We're talking with the director of public health for Muskegon County, Ken Krause, and Linda Juarez, who is co-chair of the One in 21 health campaign. Does this take a lot of funding, Linda?
We've done it with very little funding. All the partner agencies have leaned in with some support, financial support, but our purpose is not to create a new organization, have a costly infrastructure. It's to really build on those activities and initiatives that currently occur in Muskegon County and to create the synergy between them. It's that synergy that we're going for that will change the culture.
And the initiative launched in...
But money's good, so if you know of money, we'll...
You're happy to take some. And the initiative launched in 2011. I'm wondering, have you been able to measure any impact so far?
What we landed on was the health rankings. You know, once Linda mentioned that, you know, we discovered if we're going to make the change, the only thing we have to do is change everything. And the best measure of everything related to health was the county health rankings. And we, this year, have begun to see a little bit of a turn more toward the direction we want to go. So, you know, it took a while to sort of organize ourselves and think of how do we organize people to get the word out. How do we try and drum up maybe events that sort of focus the attention on this effort, and how do we try to engage people to do that? So as Linda was saying, we took, you know, we've got activities that were going on in the community, and they've folded into one in 21. For instance, the Bike to Work Week, and a lot of focus on employers there. We've got the school group came up with a eating an apple challenge, and actually the country of New Zealand challenged us, and so we challenged them back and beat them. They beat our record, and we beat their record. So apparently we've got a Guinness World Book record of everybody eating apples at the same time.
Okay.
but, you know, it's to focus the attention on that.
When I looked on the 1 in 21 website, I saw a lot of things about the different groups involved, community involvement in schools and business involvement. I saw healthful tips. And I wondered to myself, if you are on that website exploring these things, aren't you someone who's already health conscious? So in essence, are you preaching to the choir? How do you reach the people who are caught up in these unhealthy behaviors, who would not think to click on that website or, let's say, join the 21,000-pound Muskegon Weight Loss Challenge? How do you reach them, Linda?
Well, we reach them. We serve between 16 and 18,000 people through our center who are low-income residents of our community. When we run our stats on our patient population, then for obesity, about half of our patient population is obese. Our smoking rates are about 10% higher than the community rate. So we know that issues of poverty are affected more adversely. So the way that people who may not be health conscious, for example, our patient population, can be addressed through their providers, through their physician, or who they go to for that. Remember, we're really good on access to health care. So using that health care infrastructure to really educate and coach people to live healthier lives. The other way we get at that is through our community engagement subcommittee. Where do they church? Where is their neighborhood association? Who are their neighbors? And really starting to promote cooking classes and education and coaching, again, through those non-healthcare, non-traditional avenues as well. That's how we get to the people who haven't heard a message or haven't even realized they're interested or how they may fit in.
And Ken Krause is Director of Public Health for Muskegon County. I'm sure that your counterparts all over Michigan are wrestling with that dilemma. Can you get people to make those little changes and get enough of them to do it to move the meter and improve the overall health of a county?
Well, we know that those changes can occur, but you know it takes an ongoing multi-level sort of focus and encouragement. I mean, these are lifelong habits for a lot of these people. For instance, where Linda's talking about with her patients, the large group that we have that we can most directly engage in, what I've challenged my staff to do is we have the WIC program, the Women, Infant, and Children Nutrition Program. And roughly half the women and children 5 and under in our community participate in that program. And we've found that 28% of the pregnant women that participate in our WIC program smoke during their pregnancy. So we've got, you know, the substance abuse prevention program has been challenged with coming up with interventions to try and work with that group with regard to reducing the smoking. So that's getting underway. The WIC staff has also been challenged with putting together some projects to sort of focus on the 14% of 3- and 4-year-olds who are already in the obese range. And how do we help those families not only to focus on the nutrition side of it, but on some physical activity side of it. So, you know, they're putting together activities to engage those families around some very specific issues related to their health and a couple of the most troubling of our health behavior statistics.
Last thoughts. What can the rest of Michigan learn from 1 in 21 from this effort, Linda?
I think the number one thing, as you said, you know, do we have a lot of resources in this community to do this? Don't wait for a big corporation to give you a lot of money, or a foundation, or the federal government, or the state government. Begin now. Because healthcare is the foundation for economic development and educational attainment. And if we don't do it now, our generations and generations ahead of us will suffer.
Ken Krause?
I think that it's the focus on getting as many people engaged in looking for those organizations that are willing to partner. For us, I really believe that the Rotary connection made all the difference. It's not the first time we've tried to do something, but it's a place where we can connect with a lot more people from a lot of different areas that engages a wider range of interest. So, you know, I think looking for much more broadly for people who aren't necessarily working in a health-related field, but they have interest in it.
Ken Krause, Director of Public Health for Muskegon County, joined by Linda Juarez, who is co-chair of the 1 in 21 Health Campaign. Thanks to both of you, and good luck with 1 in 21.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate it.